Ho, ho, ho! Greetings from the North Pole. This is Santa Claus, and I want to give a ho, 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 a big warm North Pole welcome to all the boys and girls and the mommies and daddies and the grandmas and grandpas all around the world. And I'm here and excited today to share a ho, 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 another special story for all of you. And today's story has to do with a ho, 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 an amazing day that Mrs. Claus and I had yesterday. And this may even be a surprise to you boys and girls, as you may not have known, ho, 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 that this even takes place up here at the North Pole. But our elves, all 932 of them, why, they go to school all the time as well, probably just like a lot of you boys and girls. And the name of their school, ho, 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 why, the name of their school is the Elfamentary School, ho, ho, ho. That's right, boys and girls, they go to the North Pole Elfamentary School. And their schedule might just be a little bit different than the schedule you're used to going, because I think most of the boys and girls have their summers off and then go to school the rest of the year. And for the elves, why, they take their time off right around the time we start making the toys for all the boys and girls around the world. And they take their summers off during that period to come to the toy shop and work with me and make all the toys for all the good boys and girls around the world. So they go to school the other 9 months, and then they finish their schooling right around the first part of October, mid part of October, and then it's off to the toy shop, and then they get a little bit of break after Christmas, and that's where we have a lot of fun, boys and girls. But yesterday, Mrs. Claus and I, we were special VIP visitors to the Elfamentary School, and we were invited to come to the school and go to the classrooms and read some stories and help out with some of the projects that the elves may be doing. And oh my goodness, boys and girls, it was such a special day. Mrs. Claus and I arrived a little bit after 9 o'clock, and we were greeted at the front door, and they had some very special name badges for us to wear. And you could tell that the younger elves, why, they made those special name badges for us, and they were so bright and sparkly, and they had a bunch of different colors on them. And mine said Santa Claus, and Mrs. Claus's said Mrs. Claus on them. And hers was kind of in the shape of a cookie, and mine was in the shape of a Christmas tree. And then we got to spend a very magical day at the school. And it was so much fun to see all the special projects the elves do. And they had to take us around by the hand to all the classrooms. And they had some artwork up on the walls. They read some stories to us as we read stories to them as well. We even got to spend a very special lunch in the Elfamentary lunchroom. And oh my goodness, if you could imagine the noise with 932 elves all trying to eat, and Mrs. Claus and I there trying to help the elves with their eating and getting in a little bit of lunch for ourselves. And then the second part of the day, well, they put on a little play for us. And we got to see the elves in some different costumes, and they were singing and they were dancing. And then we went back to the classrooms, and we got to spend some more time watching them learn. And then at the end of the day, all the elves snuck outside by the front door. And as Mrs. Claus and I were leaving, why, oh my goodness, the elves were singing my most favorite Christmas song of all time, and that is Here Comes Santa Claus. So all the elves in their cute little elf voice, and as Mrs. Claus and I were walking away from the school and headed towards Christmas Tree Lane to go home, we turned our back, and all the elves were waving goodbye and blowing kisses at us with a big sign that said, it said, "Thank you, Santa and Mrs. Claus, for coming to visit us at the Elfamentary School today." So all in all, boys and girls, it was a very, very special day, and one of those days that Mrs. Claus and I will treasure forever, because those elves worked so hard, not only in the toy shop building all the toys, but they know that their education is important, just like your education is important. You know, if you're going to school right now, or if you'll be starting school in the future, why, be just like the elves and try to do your schoolwork as best you can. Do your absolute best on all your work, and listen to the teacher and learn as much as you can, because that's the foundation for everything you'll be doing going forward, boys and girls. So, I thought I would just share that with you, that a lot like many of you, the elves do have school. They go all the time. They have their their elementary homework to do, and Mrs. Claus and I help them with that. So, boys and girls, that's something else that goes on up here at the North Pole that you may not have been aware of, but just like you, they go to school. So I will have another podcast available for you in a day or two. But continue to do the best you can at everything you do. And remember, boys and girls, everybody's very, very proud of everything you're getting accomplished. For now, I'm going to go off to the reindeer barn and help Elf Eddie feed the reindeer for the evening and get them put to bed. And then we're going to be headed over to the North Pole reading tree. And that's where we'll be listening to some more of your stories. So until next time, this is Santa from the North Pole. Thank you for listening, and I'll be speaking at you soon. Bye-bye now.